All right, Rabosai, good, I was going to say good morning. All right, good evening. We left off last week in Siman Zayin. We actually started Siman Zayin, so we're gonna pick up with Yeretz Hashem, continuing in Siman, continuing Siman Zayin, the halachos of the Brach of Ashiyata. So already in Siman Vav, we already began to go ahead and give some significant time to this bracha, and we're actually going to see a couple of very interesting cases. So it's Siman Zayin towards the bottom. Kol hayom kishosin tzrachav ben ketanim ben gedolim mevarech asher yatzar v'lo al netilazem. So the entire day, when a person uses the bathroom, whether a person urinates or defecates, a person makes the bracha of asher yatzar. So remember again, already in Siman Vav, we went through the bracha. We went through the entirety of the bracha itself, the meaning of the bracha, the definition of the words of the bracha. We went through all of this. So now the Shulchan Aruch is saying is like this, is that halacha l'maisa, whenever you use the bathroom, you always say asher yatzar. Now what he's pointing out, however, is you don't make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Now both say, so now why does the Shulchan Aruch need to say don't make the bracha of al netilas yadayim? Because remember again, we're going to see after you use the bathroom, there is an obligation of a netila, of a washing. So why would I have thought that you would have to make a bracha on that washing? Why?
Because you make a bracha afterwards.
I'm sorry?
Make a bracha afterwards.
Because making a bracha afterwards, good, the bracha of Asher Yatzar will come. Also remember again, going back already to Siman Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch Siman Beis, when we spoke about the obligation for Netila in the morning, so we had a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. Why do we wash negobas? Why do we wash our hands when we wake up? So one opinion was ruach ra, there's some type of spirit of impurity. And the other opinion was because person ends up touching covered parts of the body over the course of the night, of the nighttime. So using that logic, I would assume when a person uses the bathroom, a person obviously is going to inevitably touch covered parts of the body. That generates an obligation for netila, for hand washing. And therefore, I would have thought that that hand washing requires a bracha. Kamashwal the Shulchan Aruch tells us that no, there is an obligation to go ahead and do the washing, but there is no obligation for a bracha. So this is a very important idea. So every time I use the bathroom, there's an obligation for netila. We're going to discuss what that washing looks like exactly. But one thing I know for sure, which is there's a bracha of asher yatzar, but no bracha of al netilas yadayim. Af imrotze lil modu lispala miyad. And this is true even if one is going to learn or one is going to daven immediately after using the bathroom, although there'll be an obligation to wash, as we will discuss, there is no bracha that is made. Haga, hayu yadayim. Okay, so good. So we'll say, so that's Sif Aleph. Take a look at Sif Beis. Hitil mai velo shif shif. So we're going to do this, then we're going to go back a little bit. If a person urinated, and a person, did not end up touching a covered part of the body. Right? So a person took care of their needs, but they did not go ahead and end up touching a covered part of the body. So what's talocha? Afa pisha tzarech levarech asher yatzar, ein tzarech lital yodov, elo mishum nikius o mishum hachom. So it's actually very interesting. See, here the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person ended up taking care of their needs, urinating, and a person didn't end up touching a covered part of the body, on a technical level, there's no obligation to wash. There's an obligation for asher yatzar, because asher yatzar is the bracha that is recited any time a person is relieving themselves, taking care of their bodily needs. But on a technical level, there is no obligation of netila, of a washing. Now he says, however, again, el mishum nikius. So nikius means what? Cleanliness. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying it might just be good hygiene anytime you go out and use the bathroom, even if you're not going ahead and... Ellie, what was the name of the person we're supposed to dedicate the learning for? Any Refor Shalema. Passed through, okay. So we dedicate our learning Le'ilei Nishmas Yaakov Ben Avram, and hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and the Shema will have an Ali in the family in the Chama. Thank you, Tali, for telling me about this matzav. Okay, so here the Shulchan Aruch therefore says that halacha lemaisa, there is no obligation of netila if you don't touch a covered part of the body, but there might be a din of nikius, cleanliness, or hachon. We'll say hachon is a truncated part of the pasuk of hachon likras elokecha. Prepare yourself to meet your Creator. What does it mean, prepare yourself to meet your Creator? Did you bring it? You brought enough for everyone? Prepare yourself to meet your Creator. So what does that mean? That means, ultimately, that there are certain practices we do in order to recognize the fact that when I daven, I am standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to get into a lot of these halachas. That's why, again, I don't show up to davening in my pajamas. Right? I have to dress a certain way. Okay, a person doesn't have to wear a suit at the davening. But again, a person should dress in a way that's appropriate for davening. A person should dress, that, like, I guess what we call today, you know, I would say at least business casual. At least business casual. You know, at least, you know, the same way that the good metric is, which is show up to a meeting at work. The truth is, it doesn't work today as much anymore, right? Because the truth is, standards of dress, even for work, have changed so much. But okay, hey, I think it's a good litmus test. But I show up for work, for a meeting at work, dressed like this, that's how you come. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that even when there is not an obligation to wash your hands, like in this case, where I didn't touch a covered part of the body, halach lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says there still may be a concept of washing your hands, especially if you're going to daven or you're going to learn. Ultimately, again, why? Because hachol nikras alokecha. Prepare yourself to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the ways we prepare ourselves is we wash. We're going to discuss this idea that the truth is when you come to daven, anytime you come to daven, we're going to discuss there's a concept of washing your hands. Obviously, no bracha. It's not necessarily an obligatory washing, especially if I know that my hands haven't touched anything unclean. But as I'm preparing myself for the tefillah, for the learning experience, I wash. Now, I'll show you something very interesting. The Berhitiv brings down a fascinating case. Mostly, if you see the section of the Berhitiv there, on the left-hand side of the page, I underlined it there, where it says, Simen Zayin, Asher Yatzit. It's actually quite interesting. So the Berhitiv writes as follows. He quotes over here, B'tshuva Simen Tzadik Zayin, Misha Achol, it's just an interesting case, and this does come up, Misha Achol Dover Shechayi Bracha Achrona, V'shachach V'hitl Mayim, V'niskar Kodim Sheba Levarech, Asher Yatzit. Heza Mehem Kodem. Well, so listen to this case. I ate something. I finished eating. And then what happens? I went to the bathroom. So then I come out of the bathroom and I realize now what happens. I have two brachos to make. What are the two brachos to make? My bracha achrona from my eating and Asher Yatzer. So which bracha comes first? So what would you say? Asher Yatzer. Right? Why? So look what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'heshiv the Asher Yatzer Kodem. The tadir v'she'ino tadir kodem. This is actually interesting. Right? Because halacha l'maaseh, whenever we have a conflict between two mitzvahs, we try to decide precedence, we always look at frequency. Whichever mitzvah occurs with greater frequency is what we do first. So it's actually interesting that from the Shulchan Aruch's perspective, we use the bathroom more than we eat. Meaning, use the bathroom more frequently than we eat. So because of that, the bracha of Asher Yatzar has greater frequency than the bracha achrona. And therefore, again, in this case where I ate something, didn't say a bracha achrona, went to the bathroom, came out of the bathroom, now I realize that there are two brachos in front of me, Asher Yatzar and the bracha achrona. Ultimately, I go ahead and I say the Asher Yatzar first, bracha achrona second. But then he brings down a very interesting case. Misha Shoseh Sam HaMashalshel. Let's say someone drinks, samha mishalshel means like, what's the right word? A diuretic? Is that, makes you go to the bathroom? Diuretic. Right? Someone consumes a diuretic. So they're going to be using this happens, and by the way, he's using the example of someone who goes ahead and actively ingests the diuretic, but it's a case that often a person has a stomach virus, a person is sick, and they're using the bathroom all of the time. So this becomes a real shayla as to what you do with Asher Yatzar. Right? Again, I will say, so what's the shayla? No, let's talk this out. What's the shayla involved over here? When do I say it? So possibility one is every time. Right? What's the problem with that? Right. Meaning the problem with that is the bracha of Asher Yatzar is a bracha that is said almost on the completion of an act of relieving oneself. If it's clear that my physical state is such that I'm going to end up having to do this a couple of times, one could make the argument that maybe the act of relieving myself is not done. In other words, maybe even though this particular episode has come to an end, I will say, anyone who's ever had a stomach virus understands, right, this matzav over here. Meaning, it's like, it's done for the moment, but I'm not out of the woods. Anyway, so the shayla is, what do I do with Asher Yatzar? So it's an incredible shayla. So he writes as follows. Misha shows the kosa mishalshel D'yesh b'dayto mitchila lifnos habnei me'ayim ad shetichla azuama. So in the case he's dealing with over here, someone who takes a diuretic because he wants to clean out his system, right? He wants to clean out, relaxative, that was the word. Thank you. He wants to clean out his system. So he knows that the goal over here is to go to the bathroom a number of times. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, v'lo esiach taito lefichach lo yivarech ki'im acher gamar ha'utsa. So the first opinion, quoted by the Be'er Hatev, says, in this type of situation, you make one Asher Yatzer at the end of this journey. Right? At the end of this process, one Asher Yatzer after a person has cleaned out their system. However, others disagree and they say no, that halacha l'maisa, you actually make the bracha of Asher Yatzer every single time you use the bathroom. So I will say, we're going to see a number of different circumstances where there's a machlokus about brachos. Teach you a very important concept. Whenever you have a suffik brachos, a doubt about laws and brachos, we say suffik brachos, lahakel. We're lenient. Lenient means we don't say it. That's the leniency. Meaning the stringency would be to say it. So in this kind of case, where a person took a laxative, or a person is sick, and they're using the bathroom often, and they're going to have to keep on going, because there is a machlokas, because there is a dispute about what to do regarding Asher Yatzar, we only recite one Asher Yatzar at the end of the process of relieving oneself, and that is it, not after every single time. Good. So we'll say, so the Shulchan, go back up, still on the second page. Look at Sif Gimel. Hetel Mayim. V'hissich daito milahatel Mayim. So we'll say, this case also comes up. Let's say a person relieves themselves. And then what happens? The person comes out of the bathroom, and as could easily happen, you get distracted. Phone rings, you pick up the phone call, you forgot to say Asher Yatzar. And then what happens? V'achar kach nimloch v'hetel Mayim pam acheres. What happens under this circumstance where a person used the bathroom, came out, got distracted, didn't say Asher Yatzar? Then what happens? I forget about Asher Yatzar. Now I have to go to the bathroom again. So I use the bathroom a second time. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? And this, by the way, is my simbach b'yom. Like this happens all of the time, where you come out and you're distracted, and then you don't remember until the next time you have to go to the bathroom. So the Shulchan Aruch says, tzarech levarech beis pamim Asher Yatzar. In a case like this, when you come out of the bathroom the second time, you will say Asher Yatzar twice. Asher Yatzar twice. Now we'll say, now let's analyze this for just a moment. So if you take a look, by the way, at top, at the Magen Avram, the left-hand side, V'habach kosov debirchas hodoyi v'sagi bepam achos. So this is actually very interesting. So the Bach says no. The Bach says you only say one Asher Yatzar. His logic is, it's illogical to say two Asher Yatzars. Why is it illogical to say two Asher Yatzars? Remember again, we learned about this. What's the nature of the bracha of Asher Yatzar? What's the bracha? What's the nature? It's what we call a birchas hodah, a thanksgiving blessing, right? Literally, I'm giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanksgiving. That's what? That's what? That my body's taking care of, my body's functioning. So the Bach says, I would say, because it's a thanksgiving blessing, it doesn't make sense to say it twice. In other words, we'll say one time, twice. Halach l'maisa, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that my body is working well. So even though ideally the way Chazal set this up is that the bracha is recited every single time I relieve myself. But if a person forgot, there's no such thing as saying two Asher Yatzars. There's no makeup Asher Yatzar. If you missed it, you missed it.
It's like the same could be said for like dying after eating also, right? Because if you missed one, you're not going to say it twice the second time.
Absolutely. Even though, again, that's Birchos Hananin, Birchos Hananin, so it's a different. It's also part of Birchos. No, it's also part of Birchos Hananin. Yeah, Bracha Rishon, Bracha Achrona. But again, you're saying good meaning. The truth is, you can make this argument on, I forgot to bench after breakfast. Even though that's not such a good, right? Because there is also time issues that get involved. But assuming I'm eating my meals in close proximity to each other, which of course, right? So you're saying good. The truth is, the logic dictates that ultimately, again, one bracha should be able to cover multiple things. You see, remember, the reason the Shulchan Aruch is bringing this up is because we do have a concept by tefillah, right? You miss shachris. What's the halacha? You daven mincha twice. So By tefillah, there's a concept of tashlumin. What the Bach is saying is, there's no concept like that by brachas. There's no concept like that. So I didn't say Hashem have to go into the bathroom the first time, I go to the bathroom the second time. One bracha covers everything. Now, I will say, now there is a very important corollary bracha to the corollary concept. And by the way, we pass in like the Bach. We pass like the Bach. If I use the bathroom, I didn't say Asher Yatzer, I use the bathroom again, I come out, only one Asher Yatzer. And then Asher Yatzer covers everything. Then I will say, that's correct, that's Savi Brachos Lako, correct. Same principle. Whenever you have Macholkis and Brachos will only be, always be lenient. Then I will say, I'll tell you another situation where this comes up, which is, I use the bathroom, I don't say Asher Yatzer, I forgot. What's the statute of, not the statute of limitations, but what's the, or maybe it is statute of limitations. What's the window? What's the window? The shear, right? What's the window for Asher Yatzer? Like, how long do you have? So we'll say, so Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this explicitly. It's wrote down in the commentaries. But the halacha is until the next time you have to relieve yourself. So it's actually very interesting because with other brachos, we usually have more like objective types of metrics for measuring the window in which you could recite the bracha. For Asher Yatzer, I can recite Asher Yatzer on the process of taking care of my bodily needs until I get to the point that I have to relieve myself again. Once that urge sets in to relieve myself again, I can no longer recite Asher Yatzer for the last time I relieved myself. And so right, but even there, like if you could hold it in for a while, you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn. So there is that point in time. But say, look, it's if Dad will finish the simon. No distance. You mean like distance from like the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, it's actually interesting. No, it's an interesting point, right? You're thinking because it's kind of almost like benching, right? Like benching has a window of time, but it also you have to be tethered geographically. No, Asher Yatzer, you're not tethered to the bathroom. It's mamish. As long as your body is relieved, you could say the bracha. Once you need to relieve yourself again, that past window closed, you'll be able to say Asher Yatzer now and the next time. We'll say one last halacha in this simen, Sif Dalit, Ein Shir Lahashtin Mayim. We'll say another very important halacha, which is there is no shir for urinating. Right? What this means is as follows. Ki afilu latipa achas chayv levarich. We'll say, let's say a person thought they had to go to the bathroom, but it turns out that they didn't, and just droplets come out. The person just urinates, just a few. So again, I might have thought that's not called an act of urinating, and therefore, again, maybe halacha lemaisa, I shouldn't say Asher Yatzer. Shulchan Aruch says no. Even for any small amount, even for droplets, one recites Asher Yatzer, and very profoundly, Shem Yisa Seim Hanekev Milahotzi Atipa Hi Hayakasha Lava Chayv Hodos. Because they both say Chas V'Shalom. The orifice was closed. Even if one little tipa, one little drop wasn't able to get out, it would cause a person an incredible amount of pain. So even though I thought I would have to urinate more, but it turned out that only a few droplets came out, halacha l'maisa, one still recites Asher Yatzer for that act of relieving themselves. All right, the boss will stop over here. Josh.